It's been a week since the Humboldt County District Attorney announced that the grand jury would not indict anyone in the murder investigation of David Josiah Lawson. More advocates for David Josiah Lawson attended this week's Arcata City Council meeting to express concern over what would happen next. Jill Larrabee, a member of the Justice for Josiah Committee, asked the council to use what resources they had to get this case solved.
Each and every one of you has connections, and each and every one of you has power. Use your network to help us get this case out of Humboldt County. Use your privilege and power for good.
Community member Kelsey Reedy said she wished she was surprised by the grand jury's decision, but she was not. She echoed the idea that the case was too large for local law enforcement to take on again.
It's very apparent that no entity in this county is able to handle this case.
Others like Eric Rydberg suggested the case be moved to higher jurisdictions and that the council push for more attention and resources for the investigation.
So it would be really great if Arcata City Council could send a statement to Maggie Fleming to tell her to push it off to the DOJ because the faith is completely lost in Humboldt County.
More concerns arose about the Police Foundation report, which was enacted last September, over the Arcata Police Department's initial response to the incident. The report was done by a nonprofit to investigate the department's actions on the night of David Josiah Lawson's murder. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said the report was completed and that the final report would be expected by May.
This council has also made it very clear that that report is intended and designed to be a public document at the point that we can do that.
City Mayor Brett Watson addressed some of the concerns as well after public comment. This included the request for the council to seek the help of California Department of Justice.
We have sent letters previously to the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, and right now we are working on new, refresh letters, a new call for their help to step in. We're also reaching out to our fellow electeds, local and our state elected representatives to please also send additional letters.
Next month marks the 2-year anniversary of David Josiah Lawson's death. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.